tal?
Jayant, it was your debut game with Miami Heat yesterday. So can you tell us about the about your debut? How your experience like you move?
So I think it's a very proud moment for any cricketer. It's a very proud moment for any cricketer, you know, who everybody aspires to play cricket as you graduate from under 17, 19, Ranji Trophy. So test level is the utmost, the topmost level of national cricket, and everybody aspires to play that. And I think the first day in the dressing room helped, and I've been travelling with the team for a while. So, you know, getting the icebreakers and getting to know everybody, that helps. I would be lying if I would be saying that there were no nerves, but there are definitely nerves. But as I bowled the first over, it gradually subsided, and yeah, pretty glad that it happened.
Chetan?
Jayant, yesterday Ashwin spoke about, you know, bowling with you and practicing with you at times. So can you talk about that experience with us, in, you know, in the past you have bowled with him in the Nets, and how your partnership was developing and bowling with him in this test match?
I think me and Ash both first came into current in 2014 through Eric Simmons, and yeah, that was very sweet of him, you know, to let me. I think he was preparing for his England tour when India went to England, and very sweet of him to help me, because at that time I was just playing Ranji Trophy, just to see how he prepares, if he could give me some inputs at that point of time, which he did give at that point of time. And yeah, we stayed in touch, we have a good rapport, we have a good friendship going on. And yeah, he talks a lot of sense about bowling, you know, just along, it's all about learning, I feel.
This match,
pertaining to this match.
Yeah.
He didn't give me a lot of technical inputs, but you know, yeah, told me about bowling different lines to different batsmen, be consistent all the times, and where I was erring on the length. So he told me a few things too, so that my length goes up.
Just wanted to know what's the discussion been like regarding DRS. You got yours right today, one day ago the team's late. So what has been the team thinking about DRS?
The team thinking about DRS, it's a good thing only. There's no negative thing out of coming out of DRS at this point of time.
Kaushik?
Jayant, four years back you played against England.
Yeah.
Not as part of the Indian team, but some, especially Cook. And what is the experience like playing for a representative team against a touring team in a side game as opposed to playing?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
I'm saying playing for a representative team in a practice game as opposed to playing them in a test match. It's a huge step up. How do you look at the gains from that experience coming into this game?
I think these are two different contrasting times. I think at that time in 2012, I was playing my third or fourth first class match. So I just went there and did my thing. And right now I'm representing India. Obviously, there's that added thing of representing India, but it's the same, I guess, in a way. You know, you have to go in, you have to do your job, you have to take wickets and score runs and take catches.
Hey, Jim. Ashwin, especially lately, seems to be taking a lot of wickets with his drift and dip. As an off-spinner, you yourself being an off-spinner, how do you get that drift and dip going for you as consistently as Ashwin is?
I think the thing that drift is because of the revolutions, your point of release, a lot of things fall into place for that drift to happen. So right now, I think Ash is bowling beautifully, like a dream. And you have to work on it. It just doesn't come overnight. You have to put a lot of effort in it, and a lot of technical things also go into it. So yeah, drift and dip and spin together.
Yeah, please
make
it the mic.
Yes, at some point tomorrow you look to declare. How many overs do you think you'll need to bowl at England to bowl them out second time round, and just how tough a challenge do you think it will be for England to try and survive out there?
I think right now we have a lead of 300, and we haven't spoken much about in the dressing room about this, and I leave with that to the team management.
In your opinion of the pitch and how difficult it is facing the likes of yourself and Jadeja and Ashwin, how difficult a proposition do you think it will be for England to bat out there?
Definitely, it's because tomorrow being the fourth day and the fifth day to come, so it's going to be a tough proposition because we strive ourselves on being a consistent spin quadrant, and it's going to be really tough. As you see, the variable bounce, the odd ball turning, the odd ball keeping straight, so it's going to be really tough.
Last question.
You took AB de Villiers' ball in the court pressing level, and was that the biggest wicket you've taken? Could you talk us through that wicket, and was that the biggest wicket?
I don't know how to put it. AB de Villiers, yes, in the board president game, I took his wicket bold. It's a tough one, actually. That would be the tough. That would be the biggest player I have got out. But it all depends, as in, on the situation. Yeah. It drifted away and it was through the gate. It was playing a forward defense.
Thank you.